Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes, Lamed Aleph, the fourth last line of the page, Tani Cheresh. Tani Cheresh, a Torah, ain't Trumah, it's a Trumah. Baisa says that a Cheresh tithes, his Trumah is not Trumah. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Midra Amorim, Chahi Cheresh, Mitchilosai, Avalim Haya, Pikeach, and his Cheresh, Koisev, Vachay, Mekaimim, Ksav Yodai. Shimon Gamliel says, when is this? It's when he was a Cheresh from the beginning. But if he was a pikeach originally and then he became a deaf mute, he writes that he separated these payers to be truma and others fulfill what he wrote, and the same applies to Gittin. Yaakov ba'acha, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, chalukim ala shreine hazeh. Yaakov ba'acha, quoting of Chiya, quoting of Yochanan, said the Chacham disagree with this Tana, Roshin Amlil, the halachos does not follow him. Amrin, Baha Masnisa Pliga, Nishashu, Oi Nishtate, Enemritza, Elomis, Yichtev Yikaim Rache, and Ksav Yodai. Well, there's a Stam Mishnah that disagrees. If a husband became a Cheresh, or his wife became a lunatic, he can never divorce her. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since initially he was a Pekeach, he can write to divorce her, and others will fulfill what he wrote. Rabbi Yochanan should have cited the Mishnah to prove the Chacham argue. Kiamne, Pesheena, Yodea, Lichtev. The command of the mission discusses one who does not know how to write. Isa Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Baha Masnisa Pliga, Harisha Kasav Ksav Yodai, Omar Lusefe, Kasav Leidim Chasmu, Avavisha Kasvu, Vachasmu, Venasnu Loi, Vachaz Venasnu Loi, Eina Get. Abba Bar Mamo asked that there's a Brisa that disagrees. If one wrote in his handwriting to command a get, and based on this, one told a Sefer, and he wrote and he told witnesses and they signed, even if they wrote and signed and gave it to him, and he went and gave it to her, it's not a get. Rabbi Yossi Amor, the Basro, Veleis Hadapliga, and a get at Shishmu Koile. Rabbi Yossi answered that the Sefer shows it does not argue, it says that it's not a get until they hear his voice. Amla Sefer Kasoy, Veleidim Chasumu, Seif Dava at Shishmu es Koile. As the Basro says, he told the scribe, write, and the witnesses sign. The Sefer says it's kosher only if they hear his voice. Is it not enough even if he nodded his head? Rather, you have to say that the correct text does not say only if they hear his voice, rather until he tells them. With the here in the Risha, it doesn't say that he wrote to teach, unlike Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rather, it says that he told a shliach to tell the scribe and witnesses. It's like Rav Yosi, who disqualifies a shlichus to tell others. Amar Rabbi Mana, Iskain, He shmiyas hakol, he hachonas harosh. And Rav Mana rejects that. He says, indeed, the Sefer says so, it's not a get until they hear his voice. Hearing the voice is the same as nodding his head, and it shows consent. Also, the Risha is precise. It says that he wrote to teach, unlike Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Zera bar minei Rav Mana, kamar detema atu yakin baroshoi shalash paramim, v'dekavasa atu yishmu eskoiloi shalash paramim. Rav Zera asked Rav Mana, just like you say that it's not kosher unless he nods his head three times. Similarly, you should acquire until he hears his voice three times. Amalei l'shmiyas hakol pa'machas la'akonas ha'roish shloish ha'pamim. But Mana answered, no, hearing his voice once suffices, but for nodding his head three times it needed. Amar Yudan tamon ba'im mekach v'kach asisi v'mahacha ba'im mekach v'kach asu. And the second answer to the Abba Mama's question is, it says of Yudan that there in the Baisa he says, well, he wrote, I did so and so. I told a scribe to write. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel discusses when he says, or writes, do so and so, tell a scribe. Rav Binyamin bar Levi boy, ma anan kaimin, im yesh boy da'as lavoy, yesh boy da'as. I should say, le ova. Im boy da'as la'ova, im boy da'as lavoy. Rav Binyamin bar Levi asked that, what's the case? If Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that a pikeach who became deaf has da'as for the future, he should have da'as for the past. We should act upon what he wrote that he commanded a scribe. If he has no das for the past, he should have no das for the future. I'm Rabbi Abba Mari Becheresh Anakaimen Ve'ein Shlichus Lecheresh. Abba Mari answered that we discuss a Cheresh, there's no Shlichus to a Cheresh. Yosi Rabun Omer Be'boi Anakaimen. Yosi Rabun answered that we're discussing a healthy person. Lama Ein Get. If so, why is it not a Get? And Ya'imim is Asik, Bishtaroisav. I say that he was merely engaged in his documents. He wrote without intent to Shlichas. If a healthy person wants to make a Shliach, he would command him orally. The Tani came to Medra Amurim, Bethman Shilishtatik, Metech Ruv. And the Mishtatik, Metech Choliov, Dayo Pam Achas. With support from a Abaisa, what's the case that if one became mute, we check him three times? If when he became mute amidst health, perhaps his mind is not sound. If he became mute amidst illness, one suffices and he's merely weak. This shows that there's more concern for a confused mind when he was healthy. We check alternating, if he has to know when to nod affirmatively and when negatively, means, for example, should he write a get to your wife? Should we write a get to your wife and he nods yes to your mother and he says no, to your wife and he says yes, to your daughter he says no, to your wife he says yes, to your sister and he says no. Afbe do yiskein, does the same apply to testimony? Also, Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afbe do yiskein, Rabbi Abo came and quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the same applies to testimony. Adam meyed edusoy meyushav, one can give his testimony while sitting. Afman doan kein, the same applies to one who asks to permit vows that he may sit. Tani rosheshes b'shem sheboitkinoisei begitim shloisha parmim, kach boitkinoisei b'yerushois v'mekach hamemkar v'matanis. Rosheshes says from Abaisa that just like we check for gitim three times, so we check him for inheritance, for buying and selling, and for gifts. We come now to the next Mishnah halacha base. Amulai nichtev get leishtecha amalahen ksubu amul sefer ksa vekasav leidim chasmu afapisha kasru vechasmu venasnu loy not venasnu la how I get bottle and shem la sefer ksav leidim chasmu. They asked a man, should we write a get to your wife? And he says, write. And they told a scribe and he wrote it and witnesses can sign it. Even if they wrote it and signed it and gave it to him and he gave it to his bottle until he tells the scribe, write, and the witnesses sign. The Gemara says, "Amr l'shnayim, amr l'ploini sheyichtiv l'ploini or l'ploini sheyichtemu." Uzeru b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, ma'aseh haya v'yemei shesei Rav, va'amr l'yasekein v'yisol. If one told two people, tell Ploini to write and Ploini to sign, Uzeru said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya that a case occurred in the days of Rav, and he said, "So will not be done in Yisol." Shmuel amr yaseh v'yaseh. Shmuel said, "It may be done ideally." Rabbi Yirmiya shal l'shmuel amr l'shnayim. As you say, kisu v'tnu get li'ishti, v'amu l'seifa v'kasa v'chasnu hein mahu. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Shmuel, if one told to write and give a get to my wife, and they told the scribe and he wrote and they signed, what's the law? Malay hare ze, she say, teitze, ela sha'adom etzach talmud. Shmuel answered that if she remarried based on the get, she has to leave, but this requires investigation. Halfa should say to Shmuel, tamanhu amau ya'aseh v'ya'aseh v'achu amau hachim. The Gemara asks, Shmuel seems to contradict himself. There he said it may be done, and one may make a shliach to command others, and he said like this. Shni hi sheshano esei dusam. The answer is here is different because they deviated in their testimony. The husband told the witnesses themselves to write it. Nicha leidim b'chasmu l'seif v'ksav. They said a pliga al b'yichanan, du b'yichan oma k'asav tofei b'teifes k'asher. The Gemara asked that granted, had they deviated and told other witnesses and they signed, this would be a reason to disqualify. But what's wrong if they told the scribe and he wrote? Is this not unlike Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that if the Torah, the phrase you're permitted to every man, was written in the Torah, which means lo lishma, it's kosher because it need not be written according to the husband's command. And the Gemara answered that Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda disqualifies a Torah written loy lishma.